bringing you the latest research, tools, and common sense tips you need to get and stay healthy. It's Talk Healthy Today. Here's Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis, and I love to talk about a healthy way to lose weight. Now, I am not one of those people that think, you know, you have to be a certain size. If you're larger and you're moving your body, I'm a really big fan of health at every size. If you're skinny and you're filling your body with donuts and Twinkies, I'm not happy. What I want is I want people to feel good. I want people to be healthy. But if you are overweight and you do feel like you want to lose weight, you want to do it in a safe way and in a way that you can still eat delicious and nutritious food. So I've got the fantastic Erin McDonald, RDN, nutrition, fitness, and wellness coach for You Rock Girl. And boy, does she rock. She's the author of No Excuses, 50 Healthy Ways to Rock Breakfast. Hello, Erin. Welcome to Talk Healthy Today.
Hey, Lisa. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's so nice to have you on. So I want to talk about this. So there is the Clean Eating Academy program that you designed, and it's called A Whole Life Guide to Lasting Weight Loss. Number one, I love the title, The Whole Life Guide, because you have to look at all aspects. So before we jump into this great program, tell us a little about yourself and when you got interested in healthy living.
Well, I have been a registered dietitian nutritionist for 23 years now. So I've been in this business a really long time, and I became passionate about food and fitness and wellness, gosh, back in my college days. So I really started off with reading whatever I could for myself, really just to educate myself. And finally, the light bulb came on one day, and I said, well, why don't I go back to school and do this for a living? So went back to school, got my graduate program done, became an RDN, and have been in private practice for, you know, the better part of 20 years. And I do so many different things because I'm so passionate about health and wellness and food and nutrition, because really the key thing everyone has in common is we have to eat to stay alive. We can't get rid of that. I mean, of all the vices in the world, we can't get rid of food. So my goal is to educate people and show them hands-on through cooking demos and cooking classes how to take food, the most basic, easy, real, clean, whole food, and turn it into something that is not only nutritious but absolutely delicious.
Oh, I love that. Well, let's jump into this, the Clean Eating Academy program, A Whole Life Guide to Lasting Weight Loss. Tell us about the program, what people are going to learn, some of the recipes, and why it's something you're so passionate about.
Well, that's great. Thanks. So I designed with my partner, so I have a company called You Rock Girl, which is our website, and my partner Tiffany and I, who happen to be cousins, and we both happen to be registered dietitians. We partnered up years ago, and we are the dietitians for Clean Eating Magazine. We have a regular column in there called Ask the Dietitians. So every month in the magazine, you'll see something written by us, or we've also designed currently in the April Clean Eating Magazine. If you go to get the April issue right now, you'll find our two-week weight loss meal plan that's in the back of the magazine as well. So we do a lot of articles for them as well. But they asked us, they said, we want you to design a weight loss program for us, but not just your run-of-the-mill weight loss program. We said, oh, good, because run-of-the-mill doesn't work. And really, there's no one-size-fits-all diet program out there that will work for everybody, because we're all unique beings. Each one of us is different down to our DNA, and as a result, there's no one diet, and I use air quotes when I say diet, you know, there's really no one way of eating that is right for everybody. And through this program that we developed, which is a whole life program, so it's more than just nutrition and exercise, because losing weight is not just what you eat and how much you move. Those are big functions of it, but it's just a part of it. I like to look at losing weight kind of like a table with four legs. If you have the four pillars of nutrition, fitness, sleep, and stress, and how you deal with that, those are basically the four pillars for health and longevity and wellness. And oh, by the way, your weight will just happen to fall in the place where it should be. And we educate them, you know, the people who go through the course, it's a 9-week program, and each week is a different aspect of education, because it's not so much us just telling you what to do, because you can read that anywhere. So we want people to understand why and the science behind it, so that they really get an understanding of why we're making certain recommendations and how it fits for them. And then the program is customizable within, where you can then figure out how much you need to be taking in from, say, carbohydrates and proteins and fats, and you get what's dialed in best for you. So what might work for you may not work for the next person or the next person. And that's why there's the beauty of the individualization, because people go, oh, it works so much better when I do this. But another person might say, but it doesn't work for me if I do that. But if I change it and do it like this, it's going to work so much better. And we say, look, you are the science experiment of one. And that's really what it should be. What works best for you? A little higher in protein, a little lower in carbohydrate, a little more healthy fat. How do you play with the ratios of those macronutrients so you get the ideal place where you are energetic and fully focused and feeling great and sleeping well and your inflammation is down? Then you go, aha, now I found the sweet spot. So we help people dial in their macronutrient needs to be where it works best for them. And again, we're trying to help people with their health, not just weight. Weight really is a byproduct of getting healthy. You know, when you can eat really clean and move your body and deal with your stress and sleep better, your overall inflammation goes down. And when your inflammation in your body goes down, all your symptoms you've been complaining about, your headaches, your muscle aches, your gas and bloating, and the brain fog and the exhaustion, that's all inflammation. But when you can dial everything in and really get a practical approach to fixing all of that, that's realistic and doable, then all of a sudden, like, the fog gets lifted, the energy comes back, your sleep improves, you feel like a million bucks, and you're like, wow, amazing what eating all the other way and all this other stuff I was doing to my lifestyle was so toxic, and how all of a sudden now we've cleaned all those aspects of our life up and feeling amazing. And by the way, I just happened to lose 2 dress sizes. That's what people are so excited about. So the people who've already been through the program, you know, we have this private Facebook page where they have one-on-one, you know, access to myself and my cousin where they can ask their questions anytime. Because it's not just like, here's the program, go do it, see ya. We have, you know, a very, very interactive group where people will chime in with questions or concerns about things or food products they might have found or needing a recipe. And boom, we're right there on Facebook, you know, to help them out.
Now, can someone who I mentioned earlier, you could be a skinny person who eats crap, can they do the program too? They might not want to lose weight, but they definitely need to eat better.
Absolutely. And I agree with you. I think, you know, just because a person's body size looks a certain way tells you nothing about what's going on inside their body. Because you're right, there are plenty of skinny people out there who just take that for granted, and they do. They eat fast food, they eat donuts, they eat total junk processed inflammatory foods. And if you were to take a picture of what looks like on the inside and look at their blood work, you would just say, oh my gosh, you are at such high risk for so many problems. So yeah, anybody of any size would benefit, because again, this deals with the core of health, which is decreasing your inflammation, which will make you healthier and you'll happen to lose weight.
Yeah, I like that, because I think it's so important. I mean, one of the things that drives me nuts in the industry and the, you know, health industry is this whole idea that we have to be a certain size. And I bet there's people who've gone through the program who, you know, they've lost, like you mentioned, a couple dress sizes, and maybe there's people who lost 1 dress size, or maybe there's people who are just feeling better. I mean, isn't that the goal at the end of the day, at least in my view, that if you're not foggy headed, if you don't have the headaches, if you're sleeping better, even if you're a larger person, I think it can be so beneficial if we're eating whole foods.
Oh, absolutely, 100%. Again, there's no one size everybody should be. Again, there is so much diversity, and it's what you're doing to impact the quality of your life versus anything. Because maybe you still have 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds on you that you'd still like to lose, but you're doing all these things that are making you a healthier person from the inside out. And that is a bigger factor, but everyone is so concerned about how what the scale says and how much they weigh and numbers, numbers, numbers. And we tell people, really throw away the scale. Don't get on it, because people get too obsessed by the scale. And just if you go through the program and you follow the pattern and do what's recommended, everything will start to fall in place. You know, you start to notice, I tell people there's no quick fix. And that's not that you're going to feel better and all of a sudden see a difference in 3 days or 7 days. But I tell you, by the end of a month, you will notice a huge difference. Usually by the end of a full week, if you've been really dialed in, you can tell a difference in your sleep and your energy level and your brain fog. But really to see a physical shift takes about a month.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Again, anything that promises a quick fix, run the other way, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Those run pills as fast and this as and that.
Yeah. There,
and that'll help you get in better shape.
No, you know what? And as many people who are dying for quick fixes, it's because they're just not satisfied. They have never found something to stick with for the long term. Because even the quick fix stuff is so difficult to follow that most people want to give up by day three. You know,
that's
so it's like,
point.
Oh, they say, oh, the cleanse for the week. No one can make it past the third day on something like that because it is just so difficult and so awful. We want something where it's where you're happy every day, not regretting or feeling awful that you have to eat, you know, drink another sludgy juice thing that you have to pinch your nose to get it down.
Exactly. You know, it is Foodie Friday, Erin. So let's talk about what are some of the recipes? What are some of the yummy, delicious, and whole food recipes that you make and that or that you teach people to make?
Well, you know, we teach people obviously very much start off with a plant-based eating. So we want to use what's seasonal and what's locally grown because we're really big proponents on eating within the season and eating what's, you know, within your 50-mile radius. So if you can get yourself to a farmer's market, that would be great. So right now, you know, we're in spring, so it's things like asparagus and artichokes and all your greens and lots of herbs. So we're teaching people how to make big herbaceous salads and putting really clean, healthy proteins on, like organic hormone-free chicken or wild fish. So we're just about to start to come into wild salmon season, which I'm thrilled for. Not quite there yet. Be a little patient. It'll be here in about May. But wild Alaskan salmon season, we want people to have a combination of lots of greens, lots of plants, getting your whole grains, but choosing so wisely because not everyone does well on grains. Some people do better without them.
Yeah, I don't.
So, you know,
yeah, I do better without them.
Right. So for people like you, then I would say, well, what about things like pseudo grains like quinoa and amaranth and millet, which are really seeds and not grains? So people who don't do well on traditional grains might do well with a small amount of these grain-like creatures that are really seeds, but we treat like grains, or sweet potato or butternut squash or spaghetti squash, you know, so they get a little more substance to their meals. So we always want a meal to have a balance of protein, carbohydrate, and healthy fats. And again, your carbohydrates coming mostly from plants, mostly from vegetables versus grain. So it's not the chicken brown rice broccoli plate. It's more like, you know, it's more like quinoa, black beans, organic chicken, salsa, avocado. That, you know, with tons of herbs and tons of spices. So when I teach my cooking classes, I always tell people rule number one is to season and season generously. Break out your spice cabinet, and if your spices are old, go get new ones. But use all the herbs and spices you can find and really liven up your food. Because if your food is plain and bland, it is so boring, and it will not satisfy you. Because when you eat, you know, we can eat to the point of fullness, where our stomachs are physically full. And that's one thing. But if we don't hit also the satisfaction part of our brain, we leave the meal still wanting something more. So when you add a ton of flavor, herbs, spices, lemon juice, flavored vinegars, all the acid that makes flavors pop, then you walk away feeling full and satisfied. And then you don't want to come back to the kitchen, you know, pawing through the cabinets or looking through the freezer for a little something else. You walk away and you go, you know what? I'm really good. And a few hours later, you come back and you go, okay, now it's time to eat again.
Yeah. I like that. And we need that fat, right, for satiety. I am such a healthy fat, I will say it, fanatic. I mean, every meal, I have to have my healthy fat. I just love it. And avocado is my favorite go-to fat.
Oh, I agree 100%. And I think, you know, we went through the 80s and a good part of the 90s on the whole low-fat, fat-free craze.
What a disaster.
And people feared,
nightmare.
Feared fat and lived on snack wells. And, you know, now there's been such the turnaround. And we know, because what we can study and what we can show people is how specific foods affect your hormones when it comes to things like insulin production, which we know leads to fat storage when insulin is produced too much. How it affects your neurotransmitters in your brain, which have, you know, give you things like the pleasure center and making you feel satisfied. And when we manipulate your macronutrients, your carbohydrates and your proteins and your fats, so that you're a little higher in the healthy fats, not any fat will do. It's got to be nuts, sure, seeds, avocado, virgin coconut oil, avocado oil, things like those types of fats versus, you know, trans fats, margarine, the poor quality oils like vegetable oil, sunflower, safflower oil. We really don't want those types of oils, but we want to get most of our fats from food like nuts, seeds, avocados. But we want to have a balance at every meal, so it's not just this lopsided carb bomb of a plate.
Mm,
you know,
exactly.
So we have a balance of healthy carbs, healthy proteins, and really healthy, clean fats. Then you feel satisfied, and then you feel full, and then you walk away going, that was a really good meal.
And then, exactly, and then you're not going back in the fridge like 20 minutes later. I always say that to my daughter. I'm like, you know, you need to eat more of a balanced meal. You've got to get that healthy fat. You got to get the protein. She can tolerate carbs. All right, my husband can as well, as long as they're whole grain carbs. Because if you don't, then she's like 10 minutes later, she's like, I'm still hungry. I'm like, what the heck? We just ate. You know, why didn't you eat this? Why didn't you eat that? And
you know,
I am big on seasonings and garlic.
I hear you. I get the same problem in my house. I have four boys ranging from 20 down to 6, and I have the same arguments with them. You know, don't just eat an apple. You can't have an apple is very healthy. Yes, it's a beautiful food. It's a real whole, clean food. But you have to pair it with something that's got protein or healthy fat in it so that it'll make you feel fuller for longer. So if you're going to have an apple, have some raw almonds to go with it or pecans or cashews. Don't just eat the apple. And I always tell people, because they always think, but I'm having a piece of fruit and it's so healthy. And I say, yeah, it is. But you have to pair it with a protein or a fat.
Yes. It does. And it makes a huge difference. Are there any specific recipes, Erin, that you can share with us that you especially like or that you found that the people who do the program are super into?
You know what? It's interesting. During the program, they have an assignment during week 4 where we give them a specific recipe for a cauliflower rice and shrimp curry dish. So we're trying to teach them the technique of making rice out of cauliflower using their food processor and making this delicious shrimp dish. So using really wild, delicious shrimp with the really very, you know, robust flavor of this curry sauce. And then they have to take a picture and upload it. And everyone across the board has said, this is one of my new favorite dishes. I'm adding it to my rotation all the time. I can't believe I didn't know how to do this before. And some people who are maybe allergic to fish or don't particularly like it, they can substitute chicken. Or if you're vegetarian, you could substitute an organic non-GMO tofu. So we give people options. But I'll tell you across the board, everyone who does that assignment sends a beautiful picture in and get thumbs up, A+ from everybody.
Well, tell us about the curry, because I love curry. Is that a coconut milk base or no?
It's got some coconut milk and tomato and all the curry spices. And some people have said, like, if they didn't like garlic, they could leave the garlic out. You know, if they didn't like the cilantro, they can trade it out for parsley. So we allow for variation because some people will read the recipe and they'll have a little hesitation, go, ooh, but I really don't like ginger or garlic or whatever. And we say, you know what, it's okay, so customize it. Take the one item out that you don't like so that you think, you know, if you think that'll make you happier, because a lot of time you go into a dish with preconceived notions, and I would hate to have someone go into a dish already feeling like they're going to hate it.
Yes.
So if I can say to someone, oh, you don't like ginger? Okay, then let's just take it out. No big deal. They don't realize that, you know, it plays a role in being harmonious with everything else. But, you know, we say, you know what, we're flexible, whatever you would like, you know, and they ask for cooking tips all the time through our Facebook page. And I'm right there because I cook all the time and I do recipe development all the time. So I love to share and I love to talk food and I love to talk recipes. So I'm always, you know, helping people come up with spice and herb concoctions and combinations that will really, really shine and make their food taste so much better. My favorite recipe in the whole program is our little chocolate-covered date nut ball. So this is when you're feeling this is when you're feeling like you just need a little something sweet. Not a huge proponent of dark chocolate. I think dark chocolate should be its own food group.
Me too.
And there's a lot of health benefits to dark chocolate. So I can go on for days about that. But it's a simple.
Well, you'll come back and you will go on for days about
that. I will happily.
Podcast.
But it's the simplest recipe. You literally pop medjool dates that you take the pit out of, medjool dates and some raw almond butter and some cinnamon and a little bit of pink Himalayan sea salt into your food processor, and you mush it all up, and then you form it into these teeny tiny little balls, and then you roll them in melted dark chocolate and freeze them. And
oh,
it's
that
just
sounds
a little
so good.
Bit of chewy, sweet, chocolatey heaven that is just so powerful in flavor, because with a hint of cinnamon in there, that tiny little Ooh. Flake of sea salt in there, and you have one, and you go, wow, it's so much flavor, and it's so satisfying. You just think, that was enough. Like, this is not cheap chocolate where you're like, oh, I got to keep eating more to get my fix. That one piece of, you know, with 72% dark chocolate balances the sweet from the date and the little bit of bitterness from the chocolate, and that one little bite that I call a bomb is just amazing. Mm. And you walk away going, that was great. I don't need any more.
Now, do you have this recipe somewhere, Erin, that we can get it? Because I'm ready to make it right now. Well, I'll finish the interview first.
Well, you have it on our You Rock Girl website. So that's www.yourockgirl.com, and it's you with a letter U. So if you just type in truffles, you'll find it on there. But it's also part of the program.
Good.
So it's a favorite.
Oh,
it's easy. It's just so yummy. The only problem is I suffer from the I want to eat another one complex. So,
oh my
you know,
gosh,
I make a big plate of it. It usually makes about 15 truffles, and I'll keep them in the refrigerator in a baggie. And every time I walk by the refrigerator, it does call my name. And sometimes I'm able to answer, and sometimes I am able to walk away. But I feel so good about it afterwards. I go, you know what? There's nothing wrong with this. It's not M&M. It's not
exactly.
Junk. It's actually real whole food that was in there. And that just that little bit of chocolate enrobing it is just the right amount.
Oh, it sounds fantastic. Yeah, I have a hard time with restraint, but I'm definitely going to make those. Now, we have a few minutes left. I would love for you to give us a couple of your herb combos, because you mentioned that's one of the things you really like to do. What are some great herbs that we can utilize?
Oh, great. Okay, so I always tell people when cooking, try to think along the lines of different ethnic cuisines. So if you say to me, I really like Mexican cooking, and I will say, well, then you're looking at spices like cumin and chili powder, maybe some chipotle chili powder, some smoked paprika, a little garlic powder,
Ooh.
Throwing in some cilantro and some lemon zest, lime zest, lemon juice, lime juice. You put all that together, it makes a great marinade for your proteins or your vegetables, or you can just saute in that, but it's so bright and full of flavor. Or you might say, oh, I really love Italian cuisine. So then you think of all the fresh Italian herbs like rosemary and oregano and fresh basil. Oh, nothing beats good fresh basil. And you put those together with, again, lemon zest and lots of garlic and lemon juice. And I love to use the zest of citrus. But you got to buy organic because, you know, if it's a conventional citrus, it's going to have chemical pesticides on it. But the zest has so many essential oils and so much flavor that if you're not zesting your citrus, you're losing out on a big pop of flavor that you could be adding. So, you know, I love to always say, whenever you have an orange or a lemon or a tangerine or a lime, and you don't think you're going to use the zest, zest it anyways. Throw it into any dish. Throw it into your chili. Throw it on your fish. Throw it in your chicken dish that you're making. It will make everything absolutely pop. It's actually, orange zest is the secret ingredient I have to my little crustless pumpkin pie that I do around Thanksgiving and winter. And people go, oh, what is that little bit of flavor? I'm like, uh-huh, it's the orange zest.
Oh, sweet. Oh, my gosh. I have to try that. My daughter and I are both absolute pumpkin fanatics. Erin, you are just so fantastic. This was so much fun. Tell us all the ways people can sign up for this wonderful program.
Well, thank you. You can go to yourockgirl.com, so www.u, the letter U, rockgirl.com, and the link is on our website. You can also find us on Facebook at You Rock Girl, Twitter, our handle is at You Rock Girl, Instagram, @you_rock_girl, and we have a YouTube channel with lots of exercise videos, little short exercise videos that anybody can do, and our YouTube channel is @YouRockGirlTV. We're really busy on social media, so follow us there. If you go to our website now and join the You Rock Girl Sisterhood, you'll get our free dessert ebook right now, which has got so many yummy desserts in there.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I'm doing that. You rock, girl. I tell you, you really do. I mean, it's such
Thank
an
you.
Accurate name. You couldn't have picked a better one. Well, Erin will definitely be joining us here again on Talk Healthy Today. Let's talk dark chocolate. I could talk about that forever. I want to thank Erin for coming on Talk Healthy Today. I want to thank you for listening. Please follow us and subscribe on iTunes. Like, rate, and review so you never miss a show. We have so much fun here, and I absolutely love doing this fantastic podcast. It is my favorite thing I do. I want to thank everyone again for listening, and stay well.